monitoring.
Who are you monitoring there, Bill? In 0TR.
I was just waiting on you.
The good Lord has a place for liars, you know, Bill. It's a lot hotter than it is there.
Small one, so hopefully he'll forgive me for that.
Oh, well, how's your day going? We're, just like Willie Nelson, we're on the road again, and, it's either pills and bills or a doctor's appointment, so we gotta go down and get Bernice's eyes, just kind of reevaluated here after she had her cataracts off and some lenses put in.
Hey, I'm off work for the rest of the week. Gonna work around the house some and, just do a little playing on the radio, so it's good. Sun's out, blue skies, little breeze. Can't complain.
No, sir. It's a beautiful day. I was looking down here, 70 degrees here on the car. It's usually pretty accurate. It's just going to get to 80. Well, the daughter from Michigan's coming down for Mother's Day this Friday. And it's supposed to at least be good until Monday, so you should have a real nice rest there. Just passing the horse ranch here in Silver Ridge near W4DJW's home.
I'm proud your daughter's coming down, and I hope the appointment with Bernice goes well. Always, always good to go and get a good report from the doctor, so I hope it goes extremely well.
Well, you know, it's taken a few weeks after the surgery to get stabilized, but it's, she says it's doing just fine now, isn't it, Bernice? Yep, she says doing just fine. It should for what they charge, but, you know, that doesn't really matter at times. Used to be a sign in the old Cress's building back in Kansas, and it said on the doctor's office, practicing surgery. I think that still holds.
Practicing law and practicing medicine, the practice. Sometimes they get it right. Sometimes they have to make a slight adjustment, but most times they get it right. And if Bernice is seeing well, then they got it right. So I'm proud of that. I know she was having trouble with that one eye. I lifted up a few prayers for her, so I hope it's doing well.
And there's the word from the War Department this morning. She doesn't talk a whole lot. I'm the extrovert, she's the introvert. But she's pretty precious. Well, thanks for that, Bill. We're happy with it. I've had some extreme bad experiences with surgeons, but I'm still alive, so I've got to say, if it hadn't been for them, I probably wouldn't be, without any question. shoot. I had one tell me one time, he said, it's never as good as God give you. And that was an honest surgeon.
Can't understand that. The doctors are good. There's some better than others, and when you get lucky to get that good one, you're in good shape. I know I had a stroke 3 years ago, and I come out of it with zero deficits. They give me that clotbuster shot, and it did its work. So I was proud to be near a hospital that could do it when it happened. It scared my wife to death, but everything turned out all right.
You're mobile. Wow, that's scary. I had a friend that was having a heart attack, and he'd been to go-kart racing is what he done up there in Fort Scott, Kansas, and it was on the way back, and they were passing our hospital in Pittsburgh, and they detoured over there, and they give him a shot of that in his arm. His whole arm was purple.
Yeah, it's some strong. medicine, no doubt. They wouldn't let me even get out of bed for 24 hours. They said after you have that shot, if you just bump yourself, you'll bruise up and bleed. It's so strong, but it did its job, and I'm proud it did.
True. Well, we're going to come back home. We're driving the car now. Come back home and get the truck and head down to home this spot and get 8 or 10 bags of mulch, whatever Bernice wants. And go back and do some outside work today. We had, it's the 5th of the month, and we've had over 4 inches of rain up here, Bill.
I checked my weather center inside, and we've only got right at 2 inches of rain this month, so we didn't get near that much. But it's made the grass grow overnight, that's for sure.
Grass is looking beautiful. It's fescue, and it's really grown here a couple of inches in the last few days. Well, we got 2.88 inches yesterday, and today, boy, the squirrels were out this morning, let me tell you. I was really surprised. I had 4, 5, 6 squirrels out there at one time.
Squirrels are heavy at my house. We got a new bird feeder, and they have already figured out how to unscrew it. So I'm going to have to make some modifications to it. They unscrewed the bottom and jackpotted all the seed. So I'll have to put me another wing nut on it and lock it down so they won't be able to do that again.
You're pretty dang smart, and they can jump a mile. I saw there was a series on Discovery Channel, I think it was, or History Channel, when I was back home in Kansas many years ago, and it was done in England, but they were gray squirrels, and they made obstacle courses for them to see how far they could jump and to see what they could figure out. It was totally amazing. Mine here, they have a problem with that. If you go to the chart of elements, it's the element PB. They have a problem with that in my yard.
The show you were talking about, I think I saw the same one. They'd run them through pipes and make them jump, and I mean, it was unreal the things they would do to get to that feed. But I'm not familiar with that element, so I'll have to use the Oracle, old Google, and see what that is.
But they land at about 1,250 foot a second.
Same problem at my house. It seems to surprise them from time to time.
Listen, the raccoons. Ain't seen an armadillo yesterday on the game camera, but they just love me. Because I always put them in the same place, and they eat them.
HMID. Yeah, we live right outside the city limits of Hartwell, and there's property about, I don't know, probably 150 acres of undeveloped land, and we've got every animal you can think of. We hear coyotes at night. It's amazing how many deer live right here on the outskirts of town.
Well, us too. We have quite a few deer come down through there. Oh, probably 4 or so. And a neighbor even saw a bobcat. We had one bear one time. and haven't seen him since. But I hadn't seen any armadillos up here, and yesterday when I switched the SD card, I always like to see what each the feed I give them, and there was an armadillo on there. First time I ever saw an armadillo, I was coming around a curve about 80 miles an hour, almost dragging the foot pegs on my 750 Suzuki, and I just barely missed that sucker in the middle of the road. And first, I thought it was a block, and I thought, I got to go back and see this. And I turned around and drove about a half a mile back, and it was an armadillo.
In a block of wood or concrete, them rascals, they're armor-plated possums. I hadn't seen any here at the house, but I work over in Athens, and I see them. See what's left of them on the road between here and there all the time.
Brother-in-law, whom I was close to back in Kansas, the neighbors had a small dog, and I forget what his name was. Do you remember? But he'd go out there, and George would just laugh, and he'd grab one of them armadillos, and those things can jump straight up, and that dog would just go straight up with him.
He jumped probably 4 feet high, especially when you put some lead toward them. Where we go camping down below Athens in near Greene County, they're all over the place.
Have you ever seen one? It was in Arkansas down around Mena and on the Tallahena Trail. And, you know, before we left Kansas there in 2000, it was 2010, I guess, they had migrated all the way up to Kansas. And somebody asked me how they got up there, and I said, well, the Spanish people, the Mexicans, moved up this way, and I said they brought their pets with them.
They have migrated north just right steady, kind of like fire ants. They just keep moving north and making a mess of things.
But they can do a lot of damage to a foundation and such. Jordan, he'd shoot them. He's an old police officer for 26 years on the Wichita Police Force, and he'd nail them. But that dog across the street getting a hold of him there, he said, that was the funniest thing you ever saw, because it was a small dog, and he'd just go airborne with the armadillo. Well, Bernice hollered at me there yesterday. She's not terrified of snakes, but she doesn't particularly care for them. And she was doing strawberries and trying to weed them and such, and there was a black snake in there with yellow bands. The only thing I figure is it was a king snake. Is that correct?
King snake with the bands. Like I said, if you don't see them first, they can scare you, but they're a good snake. That's for sure.
I don't harm snakes unless they're copperheads and or timber rattlers, and I've never seen a timber rattler up here, but I have seen copperheads. But thankfully, we don't have any. Actually, it's timber right behind my house, but I've cleared that off back there in good old Roundup and a bobcat that I hired when we first come down here. And so it makes it wide open, and I don't think they'd like to be out in the open like that necessarily. Nonetheless, ooh, there's a log out in the street. We haven't had a big problem with them. I've killed a couple of them. But I do have three less of them gray little critters this morning than I had when it started out.
Nothing wrong with that. Yeah, we have a camping club, Georgia Bushcraft, that I helped found. And we had a class this past weekend. And it's in Watkinsville, right south of Athens. And we killed about a 4 foot timber rattler, had 10 rattles. They say that they're not necessarily one rattle per year, but that's the sort of the average, and he was right in the midst of where we were at, and a little 22 and about 10 shots did him in.
Some states, those are protected. I don't know which ones, but I was appalled to hear that. But we didn't have many in Kansas in the southeast corner, but if you went north just a few miles, it got rocky and hilly. And that's funny. I took my dad one time to this real remote fishing hole, and he was walking down the trail, and I had advised him of that. And there was a snake across the path right in front of us. It was a small one. And Dad said, "Oh, that's just a grass snake." I said, "No, Dad, that's a timber rattler." And I had my trusty old .38 officer's model match at that time, and I had loaded some 90-grain cast lead bullets that I made, and I put one right behind his head so I wouldn't damage his head. And I picked him up and opened his mouth, and the fangs come out, and my dad, man, if there was a water moccasin in one of our strip pits up there when we were fishing, he'd just about sink the boat to try to get out of there.
The water moccasins and copperheads and timber rattlers, I don't have much for. If I see them, I'm going to dispatch them and keep it safe. But the garden snakes, rat snakes, corn snakes, black snakes, I like to have them around.
Yep. When we first moved here, there was one in the hallway. The house had been empty for a year, and it wasn't any bigger than your little finger. And I didn't know what snakes were indigenous to this area, and there are like 29 different ones. So I caught it with a broomstick and put it in a little aquarium, and it was a king. And the kids took it to school, and then I made them bring it back and turn it loose in the garden. And I love those little lime green snakes. I don't recall seeing any of those here. And the striped garter snakes, of course, but those lime ones are so beautiful.
In a green garden snake in a long time. We had them where I grew up, south of here, or something similar anyway. I remember seeing them as a kid, you know, 40, 50 years ago. And used to find them in muscadine vines that'd be hanging around.
They're just a grass snake, but they're lime color and they're beautiful. I always turn them loose. Well, we didn't have any cottonmouths in Kansas, but if you went just about 30 miles south, they did. Not an appreciable amount, but they had them. And my grandson got bit by one down here. Oh, it's been about 3 years ago now, I think. And boy, I'm telling you, you ought to have seen that boy's foot. It just scared me to death. But I hope we don't run into them anymore, and I'll tell you for sure. Well, we're not too far from getting over here to Clemson, coming up on Pelham Road. This is NZOTR, and I won't be allowed inside, of course.
This is M4WHMID. Well, Tom, I'll let you go. It was good to talk to you, and as always, be safe, and I wish Bernice the best at the doctor's office, and get that mulch and get it out, make things pretty. I'll be clear on your final.
Okay, Bill. Well, enjoy your time off, and we are just making the final approach to runway 270 here at Clemson High. 73's Bill. This is N0TR clear. Be safe.
Jim, M4JVC.
Good morning, Bill. Are you working today?
Negatory. I'm off the rest of the week. Gonna try to do some things around the house. How are you today?
I mean, I say that. It's getting kind of surprised. It's as sunny as it is today. I thought it might be cloudy, but it looks good so far.
I'm sitting outside and a few clouds rolling by, but blue skies and nice cool breeze. It's a beautiful day.
It'll be pretty nice too, at least I hope so. Had to keep the grandkids yesterday afternoon for a little while, a couple hours in Malden, so they should be, I think they're going to spend the night with us Friday night, so we got another escapade going on for the weekend, looks like.
Well, condolences and congratulations. It's always good to see the grandkids come, but at least you know they're going to go home, so you can spoil them rotten while you got them.
Of course, they're 11 and 9, so they're not a lot of trouble. They self-entertain. But Wayne Jordan, there's a few years in there between those where they can be kind of rowdy, but they've outgrown that for the most part. They can handle themselves pretty well, and get outside a little bit, but you know, they like to stay inside when they're over here, stay on the electronic devices some of the time. Anyway, we have to kind of monitor what they're doing though, but that's not a big deal.
11 and 9, that's a good age. And the weather's supposed to be clear, what I understand, until about Monday, so it's going to be nice for Mother's Day, and everything ought to be good weather between now and then.
Like it is, anyway, I heard you, and I think you talked to Tom a little bit earlier that. I thought I heard you on the anyway. You talking about your pot? Did you get a 5-star? Did you get that thing set up?
I was talking to another gentleman. I got it set up and tuned in, and it's working just fine. Making digital contacts everywhere.
I could do D-Star on mine, but I don't think it'll do multi-modes, but I'm not sure if you can use D-Star. I think you have to use maybe a DMR or something else to use the multi-modes, but it's got P25, D-Star, DMR, Fusion, wireless, and maybe one other mode I'm not familiar with. I don't think I can cross mode on it. One guy said you could do it on this particular one, but I don't know enough about them. No one way or the other, Bill.
For the particulars, I got the, what you call the jumbo hotspot, and it's got several other modes that you can set up, but I hadn't researched them. I just got it set up for DMR and left it alone. I did find a program while I was watching videos called Dude, Delta Uniform, Delta Echo, Dude, Star. And it's a software program you put on your computer, and you can do DMR radio on it.
We use that on that or Dizzy on the 9700. This one's got a LAN hookup, and it can act as a, you don't have to get through a hotspot with this radio, but you still have to have a PC hooked up somehow or another, I think, Bill, and that doesn't really, it avoids a hotspot, but it doesn't make it self-contained, although, you can use a terminal mode with it, maybe, and it might do that, but I'm not, like I said, I haven't delved into it that deeply yet, but this one's got a LAN connector in the back. I can just hook it straight into a port and have it pop up on the port, but it's just not, I haven't dug into it deep enough yet to want that. Plus, the hotspot's just a lot easier to use, and I don't have to have the computer to do that. I got my hotspot downstairs, and all I got to have is Wi-Fi with it anyway, so otherwise, I think it's just more to do. But I've heard of that program and Dizzy and several of them that people are using now, and they seem to work very well. And if you don't want to pay for a hotspot, that's probably the best way to do it. But I'm not real sure. I don't know about how in depth it is to get them set up. Some of them to me sound like it's very simple. Then other ones are not so simple. I mean, I'm not really a PC guy. I've got, I run Windows 10 on Parallels on my Mac, but I don't have a Windows dedicated computer.
MID. Yeah, that Duke Star is, it runs self-contained on Windows or Mac, and it's, I got it set up on my Windows machine at home, and you just put in your information and give it the talk group you want, and you're ready to go. So it's a pretty simple one, but yeah, some of them are a lot more complicated. But it, I found it the day before yesterday, and I had it up and running in less than 10 minutes.
Look into that if it runs on a Mac. You know, the virtual machine runs Windows 10 pretty good, but it's still a hack, more or less, in my opinion. I'm just not a Windows guy. I mean, that's, I used it for years, but I don't have, the only reason I even have it on any of my, any of my computers now is because of radio software, upgrade firmware, and you know, doing the programming on some of these radios. And, you know, the new Macs with M1, and that's presented another problem now since it's not an, since it's not an 8RM deal. Or, I mean, you know, this Parallels supposedly has a patch for it, but I haven't tried it out yet to see if it'll work on an M1 or not. And I've got one older Mac, MacBook Pro, that's got all the legacy ports on that I use for my computer stuff and other things too, because I just don't like having all those dongles you have to carry with you on some of the newer stuff. We have to have a dongle for USB-A port and any of the other ones that use USBs or SD card readers, that sort of thing. I wish they'd left them on there.
My laptop at work is a MacBook, and it's only got the USB-C connector, and like I said, you got to have a dongle for everything. I guess they did that so they could sell them to you and make more money, but it sure did make it inconvenient.
Make them thinner and thinner. Your MacBook Airs are thin too. The new MacBook Pros are really thin. They got another one coming out, I think, later this year. They're gonna put a 14 or 16 inch out. And there's always been some rumors they're gonna put the SD card reader back in. They're gonna put the MagSafe adapter back in too. But I'm not sure if that's gonna come to fruition or not. But even the iMacs, which have plenty of room to put regular ports. The old ones had the ports on them, and the new ones all got Thunderbolts and Thunderbolt 4s and USB 3s on them. So, you still got to use the dongles on them. The old ones have had SD card readers too on the back. And the Apple thing, that whole ecosystem, I enjoy using it because it's fairly simple for most people to handle, but they try to push everything to the cloud. Not everybody wants to do that.
About the cloud, they want everything on the cloud, and like I said, they don't have the adapters on them. I had an iMac, a new iMac, I used for about a year, and I just switched back to a PC at work. It got hit by lightning, and it blew out the network port and a couple of the USB ports. So I just got me another Dell Windows machine this time. And I just swapped out about a month ago, and I'd forgotten how much I miss Windows.
Dedicated machine. Of course, you're the computer, you're a dedicated machine with a Windows, not OEM Windows, but get a Windows retail edition that's got the 10-hour bloatware on it. It's not bad, but I just haven't used it so long. I don't remember how everything's set up, but it does. You know, it runs good on, it runs pretty good on, as a virtual, but it runs a lot better on a dedicated machine. And I may have to do that, because some of the stuff continues to be ported over to Mac, but it's awful hard to get, programming software deals from radio manufacturers all use that knit framework, and you know, without that, I think there's one that can be ported over. I was knit 5483. It's one of the later versions of .NET framework, and I think there's a possibility it could be ported over, I think, but I'm not, you probably know a lot more about that than I did, but heard a guy that was doing some scanner stuff, and he said he was thinking about porting his program over to use on Apple OS. And I said, well, you know, Mac OS, man. I said, well, that'd be a good thing to run it natively instead of having to run it as a virtual on a, you know, Windows. But, I may wind up having, if this, of course, MacBook Pro, I'm running it on. It's a 2015, so it's not like it's going to be, you know, outdated anytime soon. It'll probably last me until I don't need one anymore. even if I don't get on the internet with it. I've got it's got a multi-core processor, and I got 16 gigabytes of RAM with only got a half a terabyte of hard drive, SSD hard drive on that, which is enough, more than enough for me. I can run virtual and still have plenty of space.
It will last you a good 7 to 10 years. That's one good thing about a Mac is they don't run out of life like a PC does. PC is usually good for 3 to 5 years, but a Mac is almost double that from what I've seen.
I just disassembled my 2009 I had. It just got weird, so slow, but it only had 4 gigs of RAM in it. So I disassembled it, and it came with a spinning drive on it, and I upgraded to a Samsung 256 solid state drive. And I just took the drive, I saved the drive and took everything else out of it. And the battery was getting kind of, battery wasn't swelled or anything like that. It wasn't holding a charge very good. I didn't want to spend that much more money to get another battery for it. But it's still perfectly usable though. It just got so slow. And that way I kept the drive I had. I'm using the drive as I've just got this little deal where I can hook it up to USB-C port on the other one, use this time machine, just a little, you know, backup. It actually doesn't hold a lot, but it'll hold, you know, photos and stuff like that.
Good way to use it. They, with those adapters, you can just use it just like an external drive. And not a lot of issue in making it work.
Yeah, I think it costs about $4 to get one. It just snaps on there. It's not one of these enclosures. And I've got an Apple disk drive that I bought several years ago, and a DVD disk drive, you know, burn, reader, and that sort of thing. I just use it occasionally. I don't use it very often. I want to burn something, but it still works on the, it works on the G-Wiz too. Just got to have that daggum dongle on it. It's got the USB-A on it, but and it works pretty good. But the G-Wiz a lot faster than the old ones were as far as the MacBook Pros. I mean, it's a whole lot, the M1s are a whole lot faster. But, and they're not, the Macs are expensive, but they do last, the hardware part of them just lasts forever. I mean, it seems like, you know, they're built well and they hold up well if you just keep the batteries in good shape and change them out when they need to. Don't let them get too bad of shape before you take them out. The new ones, the batteries are, you know, they're glued in, I think, but you can still get them out if you have to. But like I said, that other one I had, it was 2009. The battery was still pretty good on it. It wasn't the point where I had to plug it in all the time to run it, but it wasn't great. It just got slow and had that spinning wheel of death you kept seeing on it, so I decided it was time to retire that one.
RAM, or 4 gig RAM, it probably did run a little slow, but it would probably still get the job done if you needed to use it. You just have to be patient. Turn it on, do what you want to do, go get a cup of coffee and come back.
I didn't have enough SSD storage on that one, though. It would have been thinking I probably should have done with it. But, you know, when they get over 7 years old, they get a point where they don't update them anymore. They update the security stuff, but, you know, it was still on, I forget what version of OS Anyhow, yes, it was on, but there were multiple versions, you know, older, but like this 2015, and I've got, as long as it continues to work, I'm going to just hang on to it. I'm going to keep it as a, because it's got the legacy ports on it. Well, I got to run down here, Linda. I've got to go down to, we got to run down to Sam's to pick up a pills and make a couple of errands today while the weather's nice. And good talking to you, but you have a good week this week. So I hope Janet doesn't put you working outside too much. We'll talk to you later. M4DJC, be clear after you.
Hope you have a good day, and don't get in too much trouble while you're out. 73 is my friend. This is M4WHM Clear.